Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. February 11th, 2020. On Super Bowl Sunday in 2013, I attended my first meeting at NC State student newspaper, Technician. I went on a whim with zero journalism experience. My only hope was to maybe write a few movie reviews for this publication. Little did I know that this small step would have a profound impact on the rest of my life. As I rolled into the office, I saw a bustle of both adrenaline and easiness among the students there. They were clearly busy, but they had a synergy with one another that made everyone more relaxed. Nonetheless, I was filled with apprehension as I entered the small conference room for my first news meeting. About 30 students were packed in there, and many of them had been working for the paper for at least a semester. I was already on high alert, but my nerves skyrocketed when the journalism professor entered the arena. He may not have had a fedora or a .44 Magnum with him, but this guy earned his reputation among students as the Clint Eastwood of journalism. Since I already felt as if I could make my catheter overflow, I don't remember the specifics of his lecture that day. His Sam Elliott mustache also distracted me. Yet, I do recall it involving an imagined scenario in which we were each reporting on an intense CIA meeting. We then had to determine the lead and nut graph for our story. Being the newbie that I was, I didn't even know what these two journalism terms meant at the time. Okay, well, this was fun, but I think I'm gonna go finish my homework and maybe watch a Marvel movie. Bye! That was certainly one voice in my head, but I am quite glad I didn't listen to it. Something about that experience compelled me to stay. The rest, as the saying goes, is history. I stayed at the paper throughout my college years, holding positions like staff writer, assistant editor, and associate features editor. Last weekend, I attended Technician's 100th anniversary celebration, which took place on NC State's campus. Many of my close friends were there, and it felt like we were in college again, only now we weren't writing papers at 2 a.m. and going to classes early. We had a great time reminiscing about late production nights, visiting the office, and staying out till midnight making s'mores around a fire. During my time at Technician, my disability was never a hindrance to my success. I was just one of the ragtag crew of storytellers, and my identity was rooted in my status as the pop culture guru on staff. Both my colleagues and advisors never doubted my ability to meet deadlines, work late nights, and manage a team of writers when I was an editor. Though I primarily focused on producing arts and entertainment content, eventually I wrote a few op-ed pieces that dealt with SMA. At that time, I was gradually becoming more active in the SMA community and more interested in disability representation. Granted, I had no idea that these interests would become the basis of my future career. My time at Ye Olde Student Newspaper helped me to hone many foundational skills, including writing, leadership, management, teamwork, communication, and fact-checking. The paper allowed me to grow exponentially as a storyteller, and it introduced me to lifelong friends. I'll always be grateful for my time there. Among other things, it paved the way for me to write poop jokes here. I'm sure all of my wonderful readers and editors will agree. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Blogger. We're talking travel over on the forums. My co-moderator, Alyssa, came across an article in her state newspaper regarding advocating for accessible air travel. The article features a mother who has a son with SMA. Knowing firsthand how difficult it is to travel with a wheelchair, she's been advocating for change. Although it seems like an impossible task, she sees progress slowly being made. Do you see accessible air travel in the future? Would you be more likely to travel if you could stay in your chair? Chime in on the conversation at smanewstoday.com/forums. I know I avoid travel for this exact reason. Another topic that comes up frequently is becoming friends with caregivers. It's actually our Motivation Monday topic. Several of our columnists have also written about this. Having a good relationship with your caregivers can be a positive thing. Forming friendships isn't always easy in general, so having a good relationship with your caregiver can make life a little easier. Personally, though, I don't advocate becoming friends with your caregivers. Although I have a good rapport with them, I don't consider them close friends. Do you think becoming friends with your caregivers is a good idea? My latest video just came out as well. I had the opportunity to work with one of our community members, Crystal. We talk about the importance of exercise and how regardless of your level of function, it's beneficial to stay active. Check it out over on the forums. Have a great day, everyone!
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.